This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We have a great show lined up for you this week. The second hour will again be dedicated to our KER politics, which in the new year will be spun off into its own show. We're just trying to get a feeling for what our audience is looking for in terms of political commentary. That being said, the first hour, the financial hour, I think there are a number of different topics to talk about as we had the Fed go ahead and raise rates earlier this week on Wednesday, which really wasn't a surprise to anybody, but maybe came out with a bit more of a hawkish tone than at least some commentators were expecting. And we're also seeing this continued sell-off in not just the precious metals, but also in treasuries. I have, to kick off this show in the first two segments, Peter Buchvar, chief market analyst at the Lindsay Group. Peter, last time I had you on, you were the keynote speaker down at the New Orleans Investment Conference, and you were talking about this bond bubble, where you think that there was a change happening this year in terms of treasuries and yields on those treasuries. Let's get into this topic, because right now there seems to be so much optimism around a new Trump presidency just being seen by the market screaming higher. But we need to realize that there are issues, and one of these issues is this unwinding of this bond bubble. Can you please explain?
Yeah, well, let me just first say the reason why I believe it turned into a bubble. Obviously, this bull market in bonds have been going on for 35 years, but back in July, post-Brexit, when there was $13 trillion of negative yielding bonds, I don't know how you get more bubblicious than that, when the only way to make money buying a negative yielding bond is flipping it to some other person or some other fool that would then hope to flip it to somebody else, and that's the epitome of a bubble. Obviously, a generation of extraordinarily low interest rates and quantitative easing drove us to that point. So back in August, when I started to notice the backup higher in longer-term Japanese bonds, sort of hinting with some commentary about the Japanese banking system, where their bank stocks have fell 50% from high to low, same thing in Europe, that they were getting crushed by the flattening of the yield curve, and the BOJ was actually tolerating a steepening of their curve. Then we know we've seen a lot of pushback on Draghi, and even though he's extending the purchases of his QE through the end of next year, he's lowering the monthly amounts. And the European bank stocks, as I mentioned, fell 50%. Then you throw in the realization that foreigners have been net selling of U.S. treasuries. We've seen an uptick in inflation driven by a rise in commodity prices on top of services inflation that's been a sticky 3% in the U.S. And the setup for a rise in rates was underway. And then you throw in the Trump election and the optimism for tax and regulatory relief just was a match lit to this tinderbox and gets us to a 260 10-year yield today in the U.S., which I think this is just a dress rehearsal for the rise in rates we're going to see over the next couple of years. So I'm positive on what Trump is going to bring. I'm going to be very happy to see lower taxes both on the individual and the corporate level and an easing of this regulatory noose that we've seen over the past 8 years. But Trump has been left a tough hand from our central banks, and we have to unwind and normalize interest rates, and there's no painless way of doing that. There's no free lunch to what central bankers have delivered to us. So I'd say that I'm more bullish on the benefits of Trumponomics in the latter part of 2018, 2019, because we have to, again, deal with this normalization of interest rates that could be very damaging to short-term growth and and particularly equity valuations that have been elevated on cheap money that drove the multiple in the S&P to 20 times earnings, and so other valuation metrics to levels only seen in 1929 and the year 2000.
It's mind-boggling, the situation that we are in. But let's talk about this normalization of interest rates, at least from the Fed level. And when you look at just the Fed raising rates, you also need to consider if the Fed is behind the curve, because we have seen an uptick in some of the inflation data. What do you think, Peter? Is the Fed behind the curve, and do they even stand a chance of getting ahead of this?
Well, yesterday, headline CPI in the U.S. printed 1.7%. The Fed funds rate as of Wednesday is at 6.625%. Historically, the Fed funds rate is 200 to 300 basis points above the rate of inflation, and now they're 100 basis points below. The Fed is woefully behind the curve. And you don't have to believe me. You can just look at what the bond market response. The bond market is calling out the Fed. The Fed is on the cusp of losing control of interest rates outside of the long end by them dragging their feet. And the one noteworthy thing with Wednesday's statement from the Fed is, if you read the statement, you'd think that this committee was on a different planet on November 8th, and they've been missing ever since. Because they didn't even acknowledge in the statement the potential fiscal kerosene, in a sense, that's going to be put onto the U.S. economy. Their forecast basically did not change in terms of growth and inflation. And you wonder, where were they for the past 5 weeks? Now, granted, in the press conference, Yellen said, yeah, we talked about it, but there's uncertainty about what's going to pass, this or that. Well, there's always uncertainty. And that they did not acknowledge, which tells you that they are going to, that, well, not only are they behind the curve, they're going to remain behind the curve. And even if they raise three times in 2017, which the dot plot obviously insinuated through the forecast, that would only get us to a Fed funds rate of 1 3/8, still below the rate of inflation, therefore having them still well behind the curve. So that gets us to two things. The Fed has two choices. They get more aggressive than three times, and they get back control of the bond market and tame long-term interest rates, but then at the threat of a U.S. recession, because we can't handle much higher interest rates, considering the over-leveraged nature of the economy, or they can drag their feet and have the bond market do it for them. Either way, 2017, we're going to get a rate adjustment, and therefore there's going to be this tug of war between optimism about Trumponomics on one hand, but the reality that we need to deal with a rise in interest rates and the short-term consequences that brings on a highly levered, not only U.S. economy, but global economy.
Okay, Peter, before we wrap this segment up, we only have about a minute left. In general, as we do see rates continue to rise, and it sounds like you and I are on the same page for that, what gets hit most significantly in your eyes?
Well, there would be a couple. I'll state the obvious, and that being the interest rate-sensitive housing sector, real estate, autos, and any company that's highly levered. I mean, corporate balance sheets are as levered as they've ever been. Net debt to EBITDA ratios are as high as they've ever been. So they're all going to be susceptible. I mentioned real estate. Commercial real estate in particular, there's $400 billion of maturing real estate debt due in 2017. Then you throw in what's going to happen to highly valued stocks if multiples compress, because that seems to me an inevitability if interest rates are heading higher. Now, there will be some beneficiaries that if people start getting more worried about inflation, we'll see a continued rise in commodities. I think gold eventually will join that reflation, higher inflation theme.
Peter, unfortunately, I need to cut you off here because we do need to take a commercial break for the radio stations, but I am bringing you back on in the next segment, and we can address maybe more of the opportunities for investors when it comes to the inflation getting back on the table, rising interest rates, as well as any other opportunities that you are seeing. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Peter Buchvar. Peter, I had to cut you off at the tail end of the first segment. I want to discuss where the opportunities are for investors that you see as we are entering a higher interest rate and a interest rate hiking environment.
Yeah, I'm still bullish on the commodity space. I think the commodity bear market ended this year. It really started with the metals, both precious and industrial metals. Industrial metals have seen a dramatic decline in mining investment over the past year. So I think that the Fed is going to be following the bond market in this rise in interest rates, and I think commodities are going to be a place to hide. I think gold will eventually decouple from this strong dollar trade and join the reflation trade because of its historic relationship to inflation. Also, I think the commodity emerging markets like Brazil and Canada, well, Canada is obviously not an emerging market, but commodity countries, Australia, I think are more attractive than the U.S. The commodity currencies, Canadian dollar, Aussie dollar, Brazilian real. And I think just emerging markets generally are much cheaper and more attractive than the U.S. I think the problem now is you have this potentially very dangerous combination next year, an extremely overvalued U.S. stock market, an extremely levered global economy, and a rise in interest rates. That's a dangerous mix.
So, Peter, do you think that the rise that we've already seen in the industrial metals on the back of a lot of chatter around this $1 trillion in infrastructure spending that Trump is planning, do you think that some of these, such as copper or zinc, have gotten too far ahead of themselves already?
Yeah, I would say in the short term, because a lot of the Trump infrastructure may not happen for a while. I mean, the U.S., the Congress passed a huge infrastructure bill last year, so they're not rushing to spend another $1 trillion. Trump's priority right now is the tax bill. So any infrastructure spending may not be felt until 2018, 2019. So people are buying copper because they're expecting U.S. infrastructure. I would hold your horses on that. The setup for this move in industrial metals was a dramatic decline in mining investment. And there will be definitely some give and take. China's a big question mark going into the next year in terms of growth. So I'm more inclined to think that the commodity run is going to be more supply-driven rather than a dramatic increase in the demand side.
Okay, on the flip side of commodities now, it sounds like you're looking for a lower U.S. dollar as we move forward, too, in terms of by you saying that emerging markets are going to do better, different currencies that are more focused on commodities, or at least economies that are more focused on commodities, are going to do better. Do you see this U.S. dollar pulling back from this extremely high level that we're at right now?
Well, the interesting thing with dollars, you know, I get this rally. I understand it. Interest rate differentials is what everybody's latching onto, which makes perfect sense. What would stop this rally in the dollar, and I think it's going to happen, is if there is inflation of substance, that's not good for a currency. So that would be a headwind. And if this rise in interest rates dramatically slows the U.S. economy before Trumponomics works its way through the economic system, not until 2018, 2019, that will also be a headwind for the dollar. Also, as we get through 2017, let's just say this inflation takes hold and Mario Draghi says, you know what, we need to start tapering and we're not going to continue QE through December at the same pace. Well, that's going to be euro bullish. If I'm right on commodities, that's going to be, as I mentioned earlier, positive for the commodity currencies. So, and let's just say the UK figures out a smooth way of leaving the euro and the pound starts to rally. I think people need to start discriminating and differentiating the dollar against all these other currencies rather than making these blanket calls on dollar strength or dollar weakness. Obviously, you look to Asia and how the Chinese deal with the yuan and whether they continue to allow this weakening. That's going to be a factor. So I think people need to get out of this dollar strong, dollar weak thing and start really looking at it at a currency by currency basis, because I think it's going to be much more of a splintered currency situation next year.
Hey, I agree, Peter. I think too many people are living in almost an echo chamber where they look only at the dollar and don't realize the metrics that go into the dollar, especially when it comes to Europe, as well as what China has been doing, devaluing their currency. Who knows what Trump's going to do? He's talked a big game as to how he's going to deal with China, but a lot of that still, we'll need to see what comes out of that situation. As your general take, though, as we look into 2017, do you think the U.S. is facing a recession in Trump's first year?
I think there's a possibility. The economy is going to end 2014 at around a 2% growth rate. Now, granted, that's pre-election, that's Trump, but I think it's possible if this rise in rates continues which then you can say, well, if the economy slows, then the rise in rates won't continue. But I think we're very sensitive to higher interest rates because we've been so medicated for so long on very low interest rates. And if this stock market euphoria ends in any way because people get worried about the impact of rising rates, well, that will also have a feedback loop. I mean, let's go back to Ronald Reagan. He was elected in November 1980. He came into office January 20th, 1981. The stock market fell 27% from the peak in January 1981 to the bottom in August 1982 because the U.S. economy went into recession. The excitement was still the same when he was elected. We were going to a big free market guy and lower taxes, less regulation, cutting government spending, leaving the Jimmy Carter days. It was the same kind of excitement. But he still had to deal with a recession. He still had to deal with a bear market before the fruits of his policies started to get fulfilled. And I see somewhat of a similarity now. And actually, Trump should welcome it. We need to clean the slate in terms of all the excesses that low rates have built up. He should want to have the recession in 2017 to get it over with and create a much firmer foundation for his last 3 years that could see really nice growth.
You know what? We have talked, it seems like year after year, before Trump got in, saying that the government needs a change. We almost need to blow up the system, to start back at a reasonable level, to get some growth back into not only the U.S. economy, but also the international economy. And I do agree with you. If we do see a recession, then maybe that does allow Trump to use some more tools that enable growth. But in the long term, I guess this is just part of a bigger picture that deals with people needing to taper, I guess I should say, their optimism. Everybody seems, I hate to say it, but almost blindly optimistic right now. And there's still so many issues that the U.S. has to deal with and that the global financial system has to deal with. And maybe Trump will be good, but he is offering a change, and hopefully that change will be positive. But everybody expecting that it's going to happen right away when he enters office, I think that is, unfortunately, blindly bullish. Peter?
I cannot emphasize enough the difficult situation that central bankers have left him.
Absolutely. Peter, it's an interesting time that we're embarking on, and I hope that people do take note of what we are outlining here in the first two segments.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition and bringing on a regular guest to our show and one of the guests that I really enjoy talking to on a regular basis and attending what I think is one of the best conferences for precious metals. I'm talking with Brian Lundin right now. He runs the New Orleans Investment Conference, obviously based down in New Orleans, which I attend every year, and I thank you for the invite every year, Brian. It has, I think, one of the best lines of speakers in terms of not just economic and finance, but also brings in a mix of politics. And that's why the last conference was so interesting, because it happened right before the election. And Brian actually is just releasing some of the videos and audios from the presentations of his conference. I'll include a link below this interview in the weekend show posting on our website at kereport.com for people to follow that link and potentially purchase either the full package or individual speakers to listen to what they had to say. I highly recommend checking out all of them, but if certain people interest you more, hey, just go focus on those people. Brian, I did want to talk to you about the, let's say, high-level topics that were talked about at your conference, which seem to be ignored right now that we have Trump entering presidency. I've been on record saying that I have a guarded optimism in terms of what Trump is going to be able to do, rather than this overwhelming optimism that a lot of investors and I think just general people have, if they like Trump, for what he'll be able to do. But we still have huge debt around the world. We are in a rising interest rate environment. We heard on Wednesday that the Fed raised by another 25 basis points. There are some fundamental issues that have not been addressed, and I think will take a long time to be addressed before I get fully optimistic. How would you rank your optimism now in terms of these overarching issues that still need to be addressed?
Well, I think, Corey, that
as you say, those larger issues, and we covered these and our speakers covered these at the New Orleans conference, and those issues being debt and monetary reflation and the repercussions of this unprecedented monetary policy that we've had for years, those issues still remain. If anything, they're going to be exacerbated over the longer term, and the timing may have changed under a Trump administration versus, say, what we would have seen under a Hillary Clinton administration. Under a Trump administration, I think you and I both agree that we're very likely to see stronger economic growth in the U.S. However, we already had inflationary pressures building in the U.S. You know, one of the interesting things is that the core rate of inflation on the CPI has actually been hotter than the rate that, you know, the headline rate that includes energy and food prices. And we've always disparaged the CPI for having, you know, this core rate that throws out energy and food. But energy and food have actually been what have kept inflation low over the last year and a half or so. And those trends are reversing now. So what we're seeing now is relatively higher inflation being baked into the cake, you know, in the pipeline coming down. And when you combine that with Trump's plans like a $1 trillion stimulus spending package, coupled with what looks to be an improving economy, potential for an improving economy in a very tight labor market, and we're going to see higher inflation down the road. And we also will see the Fed be behind this curve because they want to overshoot on inflation, and that means low to negative real rates of interest, inflation-adjusted interest rates, for as far as the eye can see. That's tremendously bullish for gold.
Now, isn't that the biggest topic at hand here, is that if the Fed gets behind the curve, chasing inflation, and it feels like they are more than willing to be behind inflation, and with the upticks that we have already seen in inflation and some of the inflation expectations, the Fed can really scramble, but again, higher rates, a lot of warning signs flash with those. So we've talked about it before, the Fed is in a tough position, but when we do start to see inflation pick up, which could actually pick up quite quickly, investors need to take note, don't they?
Well, they do, because there are a lot of reasons to buy gold, and I think you know me, I'm old school on this. You know, I look at price inflation as a symptom of the underlying disease, and that underlying disease being money creation. We've already had the money creation, but we have not had the resulting price inflation. Once that happens, then you're going to see everybody out there rushing to gold, because that's the way they perceive the role that they perceive for gold, as strictly an inflation hedge. And so we'll see much greater demand, I think much greater Western demand for gold. And you know, I just think that's going to happen now. And we're transitioning into a much different market environment where that is going to be the big driver for gold.
Well, and I think the biggest change here, too, is, yes, we will get more money printing with Trump's $1 trillion stimulus plan, but we then will, or at least there's the potential, to have inflation. And that's the big difference between what we've seen in the past, where we had money printing, but we didn't get inflation. It was stuck at banks and at big corporations.
Absolutely. There's about $2.7 trillion in excess bank reserves just hovering, just poised above the economy like a giant water balloon, you know, looking for a prick. And once banks can make more than 0.25% of interest by loaning that money out instead of leaving it with the Federal Reserve, they're going to start making those loans. And we're going to start seeing monetary velocity pick up. And that's something we haven't seen for years. And that is the fertilizer for price inflation.
Can you just give us a general overview as we move into 2017, some of the main factors that you will be looking for in terms of market moves as well as determining the forward movement of precious metals?
Well, it's going to hinge. It's all going to revolve around Trump's economic policies. When we start seeing some serious moves toward this big stimulus plan, I think you're going to see a market reaction in that respect. I think also the structure of the gold market, the paper gold market, as it were, has really moved more into the favor of gold. We've seen the commercials dump a lot of their shorts, cover a lot of their shorts, and open interest falls. So that's starting to mirror a little bit of what we had last year. And, you know, a lot of people looked at last year with the Fed forcing through a small quarter point rate hike at the end of the year as being the launching point for gold and the big rally we had in 2016. There's a very good chance we're going to see that again. And if you look back at last year after that first rate hike by the Fed, the market really traded sideways to down through the end of the year and took off in the early days of 2016. So the next few days, the next couple of weeks, are going to be really critical for gold to see if we're going to see a repeat of that performance.
Brian, one final quick comment. Do you think we need a almost collapse or falling stock market to get investors more interested in gold right now?
No, I don't, but I do think the stock market is overbought and overheated and is due for a correction. If that happens, there's so much wealth involved in the stock market, it could actually have an effect on the U.S. economy. And if we do have any kind of a indication of a slowdown in the U.S. economy and any real potential that the Fed may have to backtrack and start lowering rates or return to QE, then gold is going to absolutely catapult higher immediately.
Well, Brian, it's always enjoyable chatting with you, and I hope people do check out those videos from the New Orleans Investment Conference. It's, as I mentioned, one of my favorites every year, and last year, or this year, I guess I should say, was no different. Brian also writes the Golden Opportunities newsletter, something that I take time to read over every time he sends one out. Brian, thank you for your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the KE Report. We're bringing on a technical analyst, Abby Gilbert, a regular to the show. You can check out Abby's forecast at ElliottWaveTrader.net. Abby, we have a lot of markets to cover, so let's get right into it. First off, let's talk U.S. equity markets. All this talk is around Dow 20,000. We are very close to that level. I know that you have been bullish. Can you provide us with your updated outlook, please?
Well, I think the last time we spoke was before Trump won the election, I think, or around that time. And our expectation, no matter who won the election, is market set up to exceed 2,500. And I'm going to maintain that same perspective as long as we stay over 2220 on the SPX. As long as we stay over 2220 on the SPX, I'm looking for 2306 next, followed by the 2350 region, then comes 24 to 2440 until we see any real major consolidation slash pullback.
Abby, I do agree with you that throughout our conversations this year, you have been looking for higher targets for the U.S. markets. But now I want to talk about time frame. As we move into 2017, your upper target of around 2,500 for the SPX, do you think we get there quickly, or does this take all year?
Well, I'm looking at getting over 2,500 and potentially seeing a big top in the market by the end of 2017. So in a year from now, I'm going to be looking for a really good short trade. I'm expecting at least a 15% correction from there. So I'm looking to go up to 2,600, and then come back down to about 2,100 from there over probably about a two-year period.
Interesting. Let's talk a little bit about the metals, if you don't mind. We're seeing a major drop in the price of gold right now. We've also seen a significant drop in the price of silver. Is this going to continue according to your technicals?
Well, I'll tell you, gold has definitely come down much deeper than I expected. I initially thought we were going to hold the 111-112 region on the GLD, for example. While, you know, silver and the GDX are still well within our expectations, gold has definitely taken us down well below our expectations. And that definitely had concerned me until I started looking back in history. And then when I looked at the 2001 bottom, which was shown to me by one of our analysts, he noted that the 2001 bottom retraced almost the entire prior rally before it. So it just may mean that that's the nature of gold, in that it moves in serious extremes. So for now, based upon what I'm seeing in the GDX and a lot of the miners we track, as well as in silver, I think we Elliotticians call a few squiggles left in here, and then I think we're going to see a major bottoming.
Evie, I find it interesting to hear about the similarities between 2001 and what we experienced this year in the precious metals. We did have gold jump in the first 6 months, about $300, and now we've pulled back, I believe it's 90% of that gain. Does that mean that moving into next year, we're actually going to need to see gold and maybe even silver retrace back to the lows we put in last year for gold being around 1050 before we get this move up, a more sustainable move up?
If we get close to 1050, I think we're going to likely break it. So I'm not expecting to really get all the way down to there. I think maybe you have another $20, $30 below where we are right now. But anything more than that will be very, very concerning to me.
How about silver?
Silver. We were looking for silver to drop into the 16 region. As long as we hold over 1550, I think we're still very good. I'm still looking for a big turn up. It could still support another squiggle or two to the downside, but as long as we hold that 1550 region, I'm still fine with maintaining a bullish bias down here.
So does that mean 2017 you're looking for it to be a better year for the metals? Maybe not such extremes, but maybe a more sustainable climb throughout the year?
Well, anytime the metals move, it's extreme. Once we get back through 1750, I'm going to look for the market to head back to around, you know, the 19 to 20 region, consolidate a little bit, and then head back to the highs we saw in August. And my expectation is we'll consolidate off those highs for a little bit, for several months. And then after that, we will probably shoot back up to the highs we've seen in 2011. So that's my expectation at this point, as long as we're going to hold the general region I'm looking for support right now.
Abby, one more comment, if you don't mind. Let's tie together these last two markets or sectors that we talked about, the U.S. markets and the precious metals. If we look at the Dow-to-gold ratio, we're at levels that we haven't seen since 2007. This ratio has skyrocketed in the last 3 months. Do you see in 2017 the U.S. equity markets continuing to outperform the precious metals, or do you see the precious metals taking back some of this ratio?
When the precious metals move back into a bullish trend, they will far exceed anything else out there from a percentage basis when it comes to the gains. So I think the metals will catch up quite nicely, but I also think that the Dow and the U.S. equities are still going to continue to rally. We called for a global melt-up back in early 2016, and I think we're going to see a resumption of that with all assets moving much higher as we move into 2017.
Abby, sticking to the charts, one other chart that I do want you to look at is the U.S. dollar, because this has also been on a tear, exceeding any of the prior peaks. What is your outlook for this continued move in the dollar?
Well, I could send you a monthly chart that I have here that I put together not too long ago, and maybe you can post it if you'd like with what I'm about to say. But
absolutely.
Back in July of 2011, when everybody was looking for a dollar crash, with all the QE being thrown at the dollar, everybody was certain about a dollar crash, we actually took the other side of that, and we said, I don't care about QE, I don't care about any of that stuff, the dollar is about to enter into a multi-year rally. And my target, the minimal target before I saw a real solid correction, was 103.50, which is exactly where we are right now. Now, I have a target box that we've had on here forever on this monthly chart between 103.50 and 106. So, you know what? We can get a few more squiggles in here as well. But to me, we have now hit a major multi-year target that I've had on the dollar. I think the dollar will be somewhat terminal up here and can enter into a multi-year consolidation basically going sideways in between the region of, let's say, 91 and this 103 region.
So, Avi, that's interesting because it does sound like you are sticking to this melt-up in U.S. equities, metals, resources, and even the U.S. dollar consolidating at this high level. There's a lot of other commentators out there that are saying a high dollar hurts of the income statements, especially of a lot of major companies in the U.S. You don't see that impacting their share price then, do you?
You know, I got to tell you, people make certain assumptions based upon whatever reasoning they may come up with. What I see in front of me when I look at the dollar chart is that the dollar bottomed in 2008. When did our equity markets bottom? Not long after the dollar bottomed. And then since that time, both have been in multi-year rallies. So if you want to ignore the charts where the charts have pointed out where they've both been in multi-year rallies ever since the 2008-2009 period, they can ignore the charts. But to me, I'm looking for a consolidation in the dollar potentially taking us, I mean, it could even take us into 2021. So it could be a 4 or 5 year consolidation in the dollar. And during that time, I'm looking for the equity markets to continue rallying, and I'm looking for the for gold and silver and the metals and the miners to rally.
Okay, that's very interesting. Avi, one final comment before we wrap this up. Is this all due to just more money simply hitting the U.S. system domestically or internationally?
My answer is this is sentiment. Our targets have been on the S&P 500 up to the 2600 on this leg now for several years. We had that consolidation that took us a year and a half. Our targets have remained the same for the entire period. So to me, this is just a matter of where the market was set up to head to. And I still believe we're set up to head over 2,500 on the SPX. I think we can get there by as early as the end of next year. If we hold 2020 on the SPX, that is going to be my main perspective moving into 2017.
There you have it, Avi Gilbert. Always great hearing what your charts are showing you, Avi. I appreciate the time you take to share with our audience on a number of these different markets. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour dedicated again to KER politics.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.